Soundings presents an unabridged recording of The Jacobite's Wife, written by Morag Edwards and read by Charlotte Strevens. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. Foreword. This novel is based upon the life of Winifred, Countess of Nithsdale, 1672 to 1749. The story of her husband, William Maxwell, and his escape from the Tower of London is well known, but Winifred is by far the more interesting character, her life shaped by the turmoil of late 17th century politics, and her family torn apart by faith and loyalty. Winifred's motives for attempting to rescue her husband from the Tower remain a puzzle, since she was not a young woman, and she stood to lose everything, her home, her children, and even her own life if she failed. I've used my knowledge of child development to help me understand Winifred and the forces that drove her to save her husband, but there remains much scope for readers to reach their own conclusions. While the most important events happened as written, some names, details, and dates have been altered to suit my purpose as the author. The personalities of the characters, their motives, desires, and conversations are entirely fictional and bear no resemblance to how they may have actually thought, acted, or spoken. I can hear a thump, 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 like someone is bouncing a ball along an empty corridor, then a man's voice, hushed by a woman. I listen and listen until my ears crack and pound to the rhythm of my pulse. There are no more sounds. I reach for my comfort cloth, torn from Mother's petticoat when she was taken to the Tower of London, but it's lost in the folds of my bed, and my hands sweep across the counterpane, searching for the touch of silk. My fingers find its ruffled edge, and I burrow back under the covers. Now I hear hooves scrape on the cobbles and the jangle of a harness. There are horses in the yard below my window. Through the open hangings at the end of my bed, I see that the fire is out. It must be very late. There's a strip of grey light where the shutters on the windows don't quite meet, and I feel my way down the bed and slide over the edge, my toes finding the carpet that lies at the foot of the bedstead. It's so cold. Outside, the horses snort and whinny, and I hear the stable boy slap at...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?